And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 5th of April, 2016. It's the birthday of the father of antiseptic medicine, Joseph Lister, born Upton, England, 1827. He was a surgeon at a time when 45% to 50% of the patients in surgery died of infections. Doctors did not understand infection at the time. The prevailing medical theory about infection was that it was caused by miasma or bad air. But Lister doubted this theory. He thought that infection might actually be caused by some invisible sort of dust, and he knew that carbolic acid was used to clean sewers, and some doctors were suggesting it could also be used to clean wounds. So he experimented with a diluted form of the acid, spraying a fine mist into the air of the operating room, cleaning surgical tools with it, covering wounds with lint pads soaked in carbolic acid, and he required his surgeons to wash their hands before and after surgery, which was completely new at the time. The mortality rate in Lister's ward dropped to 15%, and a couple of years later, it was down to 5%. It's the birthday of the African-American educator Booker T. Washington, born a slave in Franklin County, Virginia, 1856, who said, "You can't hold a man down without staying down with him." It's the birthday of the author of the novel Psycho, which was made into a movie by Hitchcock, Robert Bloch, born in Chicago, 1917. And it's the birthday of the poet Algernon Swinburne, born London, 1837, who scandalized Victorian audiences by screaming his poetry aloud while skipping around the room, poems about sex and sadomasochism and vampires. Here's a poem for today by Gerald Loughlin, no longer a teenager. My daughter, who turns 20 tomorrow, has become truly independent. She doesn't need her father to help her deal with the bureaucracies of schools, HMOs, insurance, the DMV. She is quite capable of handling landlords, bosses, and auto repair shops, also boyfriends and roommates, and her mother. Frankly, it's been a big relief. The teenage years were often stressful sometimes, though I feel a little useless. But when she drove down from Northern California to visit us for a couple of days, she came through the door with the biggest, warmest hug in the world for me, and when we all went out for lunch, she said, affecting a little girl's voice, "I'm going to sit next to my daddy." And she did, and slid over close to me, so I could put my arm around her shoulder until the food arrived. I've been keeping busy since she's been gone, mainly with my teaching and writing, little travel connected with both. But I realized now how long it had been since I had felt deep emotion. When she left, I said simply, "I love you." And she replied quietly, "I love you too." You know, it isn't always easy for a 20-year-old to say that. It isn't always easy for a father. Literature and opera are full of characters who die for love. I stay alive for her. A poem, No Longer a Teenager, by Gerald Loughlin from The Life Force Poems, published by Water Row Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by LegalZoom, providing legal help to Americans with online services, customer support, and independent legal advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and Progressive.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.